If we're looking for Martian bugs, we should search for life forms at least as tough and alien as this.
I'm looking at Mars from the point of view of a microbe. And as a microbe, I really need a very, very tiny amount of water. I could probably live my entire life happily in a tiny drop of water about the size of the point of a pen. Now, we've shown over the years that organisms that live in salt crusts on the Earth have enough sunlight coming in so that they can go through their day-to-day activities but still be protected from the radiation. And we know there's salt crusts on Mars.
Mars has a long-term wobble to its orbit, and every 5 million years or so, the poles end up tilting 45 degrees toward the sun.
A way of thinking about the Phoenix landing site is think about the polar regions on Earth. Imagine you're there in winter. It's very inhospitable, very cold, very alien. You think, how can anything survive here?